You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
This is a very, very special guest. They're from a Ōte Poti band who have been around since 2016, who have touched many a heart and soul of audiences throughout the country with their really jangly, fun, rocky, indie, surfy, psychedelic tones. We have Zach Nichols. Nichols, like the garden centre.
Yes,
we have Zach Nichols here from Koizilla. Would you accept the term front person?
I would accept that.
You'd accept it.
From
a band perspective, we'll go with that. We've got the front person, Zach Nichols, here from Koizilla to talk about their last show, which is happening at the Crown on Friday the 28th. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going, Zach?
I'm doing pretty well. It's been a very, very packed show, so, You know, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, I did enjoy the quiz.
Oh, thank you.
It sounded fun.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to join any time.
Oh, great. Is it always about Flight of the Conchords?
No. If you want, we can definitely make that happen.
Cool.
Now, when I was doing some research for this chat, I went to Dunedin Sound's website, because last time I checked, I was like, I'm pretty sure Koizilla have a lot of videos on there. And then I looked, you've been on there 35 times.
Yep.
I think you're the most documented band on their website.
We are. Rothman's a second.
Yep, you're at 35, they're at 34.
Exactly, we just beat them, which is the main reason we're ending, is so that they'll come back and try to beat us.
Yeah, because they're in Birmingham or something? Or Liverpool?
No, Bristol.
Birmingham?
Bristol.
Bristol. Yeah. True. All those places sound a little bit the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's so cool. I mean, it's such a fun fact that you guys are the most documented band by that.
I mean, it's just really nice of Fraser to come along so much.
We love you, as do so many people, you know.
And we were playing a lot at that point, I think, helps with the Rothmans.
Oh, true.
Bumped our numbers up.
I want to know, you've been through so many eras as a band. What's your favourite era?
My favourite era?
Yeah, do you have one?
That's a tough question. I mean, what does it mean? What's an era for the band?
It could be an album phase, or it could be like, you know, just a chilling out era.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just really like when we go on tour. Is that an era? It's like a
that can be an era, a vibe, a moment.
We had two great, like, camping tours where you just tent everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun.
Mm-hmm. When were they?
The first one was in, like, 2016, 2017.
Mm-hmm. So when you guys were starting.
Yeah. That was great. And then we did one like 2 years ago with Dale, Dale Carrigan, and that was really fun.
Nice.
I just like, you know, you finish your gig,
you camp out at the Crown if you want.
You could. Well, I don't know. They might kick you off the street.
Oh, Jonesy would never do that.
I mean, honestly, he would.
Yeah, okay.
He wouldn't let us stay the night.
Koizilla has been around for nearly 10 years, as I said before, emerging in 2016 with the track Blunder Brother. Now, the track, from what I can tell from looking at this playlist, which is full of songs from that era, from that time period, it seemed like it was, you know, dark, woozy, very rocky, bit more male. How'd the scene, you were in it, obviously, how'd the scene look then, and how's it look now compared to that?
In terms of the strength of the scene, it's pretty similar. Mm. Like, we've got so many good young bands coming up at the moment, and I think that was kind of the case when we were starting as well, is lots of younger bands, and then the older bands were kind of
phasing out.
Yeah. Or, you know, ending or going to that next phase of being a band where you just play, like, once every month, and then, or, you know, you're Julian Temple and you go on the crazy tours and stuff. But no, I think, like, sound-wise, it's gotten a lot heavier. Oh, that's not true. There was so much punk and stuff. I think the segmentation of the scene was maybe slightly different.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. No. I mean, the music's always been good, and it'll continue being good.
Does it feel like maybe there are more, not cliques, that's not the right term, but like circuits? It feels like there's kind of a Yours vibe with certain bands, and then like, you know?
I think
was that a thing?
A little bit, yeah, it's definitely a thing. Like, you know, you had the medley punky scene, then you had the indie rock scene, and then the kind of in-between people. There were lots of in-between people.
Right.
I think now the divide is much more kind of like the uni kind of side of it versus the
totally
more
the
punky,
locals.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which I don't think was a thing back then. Like, you know, Refuel, or U-Bar now, was the hub for the weird, punky, ulti bands.
Yeah.
Which I think is less the case now.
I would say, yeah. Mm. More like the poppy, rocky bands. Yeah. You've been in the scene a long time, as I mentioned before. Do you think it's doing pretty healthily?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, the diagnosis is good. It's a green flag.
I mean, it'll never die. Dunedin music's the best music in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me.
Yeah.
You've been a massive supporter of Save Live Dunedin, which is a protest movement that sort of began in 2022 in reaction to residential developments near the Crown Hotel, which could have seen the residents who would live next to it noise control it out of existence. Since 2022, when the campaign got rolling, we've seen the council engage pretty honestly with musos. Do you think our venues will be okay in the future?
I mean, yeah. As I said, Dunedin Music will never die.
It'll never die.
Good. But yeah, I think because that building that went up next to the Crown, they didn't have to follow any of those noise control rules. So maybe we'll get lucky and there'll be cool people who move in. But there's always the chance.
You could just honestly, musicians could just fill up the new apartments
if we could afford them. You know? I imagine. Yeah. But no, I mean, I heard that the something to up the acoustic stuff got
a treatment?
Passed. Acoustic treatment, yeah.
Yeah.
They got passed, so now
soundproofing
they do have more soundproofing.
Okay, that's good.
It has to be done for new builds.
Good.
Like CBD and stuff, but yeah, we'll see. All the people working on that, like Fairly and Dave, they're so passionate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They sure are. I've got a lot of time for those folks. Mm-hmm. And to celebrate them, we'll give them a cheeky little ear horn. It's also Christchurch. I don't know if you've seen, but Christchurch has passed like a local ordinance, which I think is like a local kind of bill or act, which is to protect the venues up there from noise complaints. Which
they've been
awesome.
Having similar problems with
they have.
You know, residential things put up right next to the venues.
Yeah.
On St. Asaph Street. That street has like three venues on it in like two blocks.
Yeah. What are you thinking? What do you expect?
I know.
That's on you, my friend.
Like, give us one block. Give the musos one block to work with.
Yeah, that's all we need. Yeah. That's all they need. I'm not a muso, I shouldn't say we. 9 years of being a band, and with six-ish albums, you've done a lot. You've done the Crash Bandicoot soundtrack. Mm-hmm. You've done a Night Lunch collaboration. Last year, you put out another record. You've made so much music. How would you characterize the band's approach to music? Is it pretty open-ended? Pretty like, we'll just do whatever we feel?
I mean, yeah. I think because I write all the songs, or, you know, the basis of all the songs, and then bring them to the band, and then we fix them up. But I just never have a lack of songs. I've got like a whole folder of songs that are never gonna happen with Koizilla anymore. But we could have done more. Everyone just we were so young and free at the start, and we had so much free time. And then, you know, we all got older. That's what happened. So we've slowed down a bit. But
yeah.
No, there was never any lack of material. Like, I just love that style of music so much.
Mm. Well, I think it's just remarkable because, like, all of the band members of Koizilla, I think, except for one maybe, are in, like, five other bands, you know? Yeah. And I think that really reflects on y'all just being super open to do whatever. I feel like so many acts in New Zealand are, you know, kind of more image concerned. They do maybe a lot of, like, you know, pay for PR and stuff or whatever. Mm. You guys just do what you want to do.
Yeah, well, that's the fun way to do it, I reckon.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we've just been playing for so long and met so many cool people in the scene. It's, you know, hard not to jam with as many people as you like. And we listen to so much music. Like, we're music nerds, especially Josh. Like, if you look at Josh's Instagram, he'll post the 10 albums he's listening to each week, and they're always different, and they're always, like, you know, 50 monthly listeners or whatever.
That's good.
We just love music. The more we can do it, the better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think your sound evolved, sort of, through the years?
I sort of started writing Koi's songs when I just started listening to that sort of, like, surfy psych rock stuff, like OCs and King Gizzard and Laloo's and all that. So it was definitely more a pastiche at the start before I really learnt the intricacies. But no, I think I figured out how to do my own version of that music, and then I started adding on top all the kind of weird, I don't know, more metal-y, more post-hardcore-y things that I also listened to, and throwing all that into the surf rock sound. That's how I think of it, at least. Mm. It just kind of evolved because, you know, over 10 years you listen to different music and that changes what you want to make.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully. Yeah. Actually, this is just a silly little question, but I noticed on the album cover for Hazy Daisy, there's a little kitty cat.
Yeah.
Is that any... That's is that Cora. One of your cats? That's your cat?
That's Josh and Julie's cat.
Oh.
Cora's so cute.
It's a very, very cute cat.
She's very fat. She lives with them in Port Chalmers.
Oh.
Still going. I think she's like probably 9 or 10. No, she must be older than that. Like 11.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I got a 15-year-old cat back in Invercargill.
Oh, nice.
And it's doing okay.
Nice.
It's relatively healthy.
Good.
And that's all I want for it. So you're playing this Friday for the last show.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, you asked people, you know, how long did people want to see you play for? What were some of the responses, and what did you guys land on?
I mean, people were very generous with their time.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the problem is we have about 3 hours worth of material, and none of us can decide which are the main songs to play. There's been a lot of arguments, but. It's going to be like an hour, hour and a bit, I think, is what we've landed on.
Good.
Because, you know,
we
want to party afterwards as well. We don't want to be playing too long. Nah, we're fine. Everyone was very nice, though. There was a lot of, like, 1.5 hours, 2 hours.
No one was like, one song. As a joke.
Well, I don't know. Connor didn't show me all the responses. I just saw the ones on Instagram. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, that's good, man. I'm really looking forward to it. You mentioned that you've kind of struggled to figure out what tunes to play. Can we expect to see something from like most of the different projects? Or is it going to skew heavier to newer stuff?
No, it's from everything.
Cool.
Yeah. Maybe there's one project that we're playing nothing from. Oh, are we? I don't know. We still haven't fully decided. We've got a band practice tonight to do the final decision.
Nice.
But yes, it'll be a good spread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of our favourite songs mainly.
And it's going to be at The Crown, which is, you know, a pretty crucial spot for Dunedin music. But what does that place mean to you? I mean, you guys have been there countless times.
Oh, I mean, it's just the best. Like, I mean, it's a home for Dunedin music. It's great to be there. I like going to gigs there. I like we often will go there just on a day just to go drink some beers during the day with all the locals. Watch some pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's great.
A good spot.
And Jones is just so nice. And, well, you know, he's very Jones. He is nice, but he's also very fun.
In his own way, you
know?
In
his own supportive.
And that's not a condescending thing to say.
Yeah.
He's very hospitable.
Very.
Yeah, super. I didn't mention it on the Under the Radar gig or ticket page, but are there any opening acts
for
this show?
There are. I should add them to that. I'll do that when I get home. So we've got Yuno Juno.
Cool.
Who are just incredible.
Killing it.
The up-and-comers. They won a thing at the SRN Awards, right?
They did the Luther Award,
for playing a bunch of music.
For being
doing it good.
Freaking epic.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And then the other band is Little Happy. This is their first show.
Yeah, I've never
heard of them. It is Richard Lee Hamilton.
Oh, great.
So
great.
Of Males and Astrangu and Space Bats Attack.
Yeah.
His new thing with Sam Valentine, who was the bass player of Males, and... Mr. Biscuits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we play drums with Mr. Biscuits. But, and then Josh on drums, Josh Nichols of Koizilla and Dale Kerrigan and
cool.
The Rossmans and Faced on a Pony.
Yeah.
And Pearly. And can I keep going? Little Happy. Space Bats Attack.
Just keep going, keep repeating them.
It's possible. No, there's definitely more, but can't be bothered.
Infinite bands. Yeah. You've probably got some plans after this because you're just, you know, very musically minded. What are your music plans in the future?
Don't know. I mean, in terms of the band, like, Josh and Connor are still doing Dale Kerrigan, so they'll be going hard on that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Pearly, Josh and Pearly, Josh has done, like, 6 tours this year.
Mate.
It's crazy. I'm still playing in Space Bats, so that's gonna be doing more stuff. We're recording next year.
Cool.
But yeah, make some new music, find some new people to jam with and see what happens.
Yeah. Awesome. It's super exciting. You know, one thing ends, another opens. I don't know if you saw our production manager and good friend, obviously, adds his sort of farewell to Koizilla in The Critic a few weeks ago.
I did. It was so lovely.
It does feel like an end of an era, which is, you know, it's a very symbolic gig. So I think, people should go down and go see it, because it's going to be the last time you can.
It's going to be fun.
Unless you do, like, a surprise honorarium gig in the near future.
I'm sure that'll happen.
That'll happen, yeah. We're
going to do the 10-year reunion.
Yeah. It's the obligatory, eh?
Yeah.
And I guess that'll happen next year, because next year will be 10 years.
I mean, 10 years after.
Oh, 10 years after you broke up, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
We'll get the Quizzle AI machine to write some new songs.
I mean,
God forbid.
I'm too complicated for that, Zach. It couldn't even try.
You've requested a Lonely, which came out on your record last year. Sick. Mm-hmm. Do you have any final words, thoughts, opinions you'd like to leave our lovely listeners with?
Israel's committing genocide still. Free Palestine. That's how I'll end it. Come to our show.
I love it. I love it. That's good. It's honestly a friend of mine who wants people to leave off on those notes, because you can't forget the things that are happening in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're the most important things happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, here is Koizula with A Lonely Folks. You're listening to The One. I'll see you back around 10:50 for one last little chit-chat, and then we'll end the show. Here is Koizula with A Lonely. Their show happening this Friday. Get tickets under the radar. Kia ora.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.